Hachette Audio presents The Bachelor Auction, written by Rachel Van Dyken, read by Douglas Berger and Annie Green.
To the Cinderellas of the world, may you find your prince, preferably one who knows how to clean better than Brock. Chapter 1. He's senile. Last night he asked if I believed in unicorns. Brock suppressed a groan at Bentley's insensitive statement. No doubt about it or way around it. Their grandfather, the CEO of Wellington Incorporated, was losing his damn mind. But still, someone should come to the old man's defense. And ever since he was 12 years old, that someone had always been Brock. Always. His younger brothers, twins, were united front against anything and everything that happened, not only within the family, but especially with Brock. It had always been them against the world, leaving Brock the awkward job of defending them to his grandfather while simultaneously living with the ever-increasing aggravation of their sex and alcohol-filled lifestyles. His medication causes... Brock clenched and unclenched his fists, mainly so he wouldn't do something stupid like punch one of them. Sleep. He needed more sleep. And a life outside of running a company he'd never wanted to run in the first place. Visions, he finished. Bitterness took hold like it always did when he thought of the company, his grandfather, and the heavy weight of the world on his shoulders. You think visions of unicorns is bad? Brant, the younger of the twins, gave Brock a...